在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Market Madness. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday, I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in the grammar notes, we will cover some common expressions. Market madness. So, I have a penguin in my car. It is small, plastic, and makes a very irritating, repetitive noise.Thankfully, it has an on-off switch. But where on earth did it come from? McDonald's is the answer. I hardly ever go there, but the other day my two youngest children begged me to take them there. My son was taking a day off from school because he felt under the weather, and my daughter didn't have preschool that day. We needed to get out of the house,But I wanted to take them somewhere warm to play. So that is where we went. It's a very popular place in Wenatchee and all over the US. Thanks to its multi-million dollar advertising, it is quite literally everywhere. On the television, there are countless advertisements about McDonald's. And then there are the jingles, the logos, and the toys.It's similar to Disneyland. In fact, until 2007, McDonald's had a contract with Disney to sell Happy Meal toys that were characters in the latest Disney movies. However, Disney has decided to associate its characters with healthier food. Though fast food here in the US is known to be unhealthy and leading the country to obesity,The advertising and the convenience of it all keep bringing the crowds back. The focus of McDonald's advertising is children. If you can attract them and create a safe and convenient place for them to play and eat, then they will come back and keep coming back. If there are rewards for eating McDonald's, the children will be even more tempted, hence the irritating penguins.The company has also changed with the times. They offer salads, fruit, and premium lattes now as alternatives, and in European countries are even changing their color scheme to look more sophisticated. So, however good or bad the food may be, the appeal of the plastic penguin still works for 47 million customers each day.Grammar notes. Common expressions. To feel under the weather. I'm feeling under the weather today. I don't think I'll go to work. Quite literally. Pavarotti was quite literally the biggest voice in opera in the past 20 years. Hence. Each year there have been less and less policemen in our city.Hence, the increase in crime. Where on earth? I thought my car keys were on the table. Where on earth are they? Well, that's all for today. I hope this was of some use to you. Remember, you can always email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And I promise to email you back.And there are also the text and grammar notes and photos at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.